Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Ohio River Lock Tour, organized by the respective corn and soybean associations of Kentucky and Indiana, is this Friday in Warsaw, Kentucky, where participants will board a vessel to lock through the Markland Lock and Dam.
It's to kind of open our eyes to the people that don't get an opportunity or don't live on a river, that see what the river system is all about.
McLean County farmer Jerry Hayden is on the Kentucky Soybean Board and their Transportation Coalition. The lock and dam system is decades old, and he says raising awareness toward achieving timely maintenance and repairs to avoid traffic disruption is critical.
It could be a bottleneck if we have a hiccup, and by this I mean, say a lock doesn't function properly and it holds our grain back, it could give our competitors the advantage, and we don't need that.
Hardin County's Ray Allen Mackey, president of the Kentucky Corn Growers Association, is keenly aware of the impact of free-flowing river transportation.
The majority of our elevator sales go through barge traffic or river terminals, we call them in Kentucky, and head down the Ohio River to get to the Mississippi. And that's the turnpike, the major interstate for water transportation to get grain out of America into the Gulf of Mexico.
In general terms, his take on the scope of that traffic.
I would say just 60% of the grain probably in America heads down the Mississippi River for export.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
One of many coordinators of this Friday's Ohio River Lock Tour is Adam Andrews, Director of Programs with the Kentucky Corn Growers.
Ironically, this lock that we're going through is Markland. It actually had a door failure about 4 years ago. It shut down the river either way for about 2 weeks, and at that point in time, you could see hundreds of barges on either side of that lock gridlocked.
For years, a coalition of groups dependent on river transportation has been working toward legislation to focus on river system maintenance and repair. Andrew said a bright spot is Kentucky Congressman Ed Whitfield's pending proposal.
This bill will streamline some of the decisions, processes that the Corps of Engineers goes through in prioritizing locks and dams. It will provide a funding mechanism for repairing locks and dams, which would actually be a user fee placed on the barge users themselves.
Learn more about the Lock Tour online at kycorn.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.